Let's hope they're not injured. Let's hope they're sore. We'll see. A lot of things, you know, some things, when you first do it, it freaks you out a little bit more than probably it should. You know, when I've gotten hurt like that, it's happened to me too. You know, you think it's going to be worse than it is. And hopefully that's the situation.
All right. Well, we now know exactly what the situation is. Prasuta, thank you as always.
I like
welcome
that thing
to the UPMC Rudy like Sports before. Complex.
Yeah. It's new toys for me. Everyone, you know.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's been there all year, but I think you've just really started to embrace it.
It's like when you bought your son that first mobile over his crib when you brought him home from the hospital.
It's pretty cool.
Newborn.
For a second, yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's Pursuta. Hey, same level. Squirrel.
You know, there's a light right above your head?
Yeah. They drop it on me every now and then just to make sure they have my attention.
All right. Coach Butler, that was him yesterday talking about the status of Artie Burns and Stephon Tuitt. We now know, thanks to practice on Friday and Coach Tomlin speaking after practice, both were full participants today. So I think we can say their arrow is pointed up.
Yes, and all hands on deck.
Yes.
And we can say it's playoff time because a couple guys left practice and the firestorm of reaction and speculation was profound. And it turned out to be nothing because they're going to play.
All right, that's good. Let's take a look at the Steelers status report for Sunday. One name, Antonio Brown, and yes, he has been dealing with that calf injury, just returned to practice this week, but he is questionable probably due to the fact he did not practice today. Coach Tomlin said he was sick, he had the flu, they sent him home. Don't infect the rest of the locker room. Don't get lab sick. That gets him really angry.
Right, especially a sore throat.
But based on everything we've seen from him, Monday was a bonus day. He was out there, full participant on Wednesday and Thursday. I think we're going to see 84 at Heinz Field.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that there was enough Tamiflu in the training room to take care of it.
And he probably got enough he is a maniacally obsessive guy in terms of the preparation process. So I'm sure he didn't like being sent home today, but he's done enough to this point. I think he'll be okay.
Yeah.
He's probably working out in the basement as we speak.
Right. He might be over at Gold's Gym downtown.
All right. The two guys, as we mentioned, on defense who missed some time in practice this week, Stephon Tuitt and Artie Burns, here is them in the locker room following practice today.
It went great today. Moved my arm really well. Pushed it. Pushed off as a linebacker. It felt great.
So no doubt you're in?
Yeah, no doubt.
Like what this defense is right now?
Yes, I do. You know, everybody just ready to play. The anticipation is real. This week felt like 2 weeks. You know, everybody just ready to get out there and play some football.
I was real good out there. All my movements was good. You know, I felt like I was able to run at a good speed. You know, and I just keep getting my therapy and I'll be good.
Well, this week did feel like 2 weeks, didn't it?
It really
did. He hit the nail on the head. One, because the excitement of the game. It's the playoffs.
Sure.
But two, this matchup, it's not rocket science. They're going to try to run the ball, and the Steelers have to stop them from doing that. And everything else is going to kind of go from there. But you don't have to break this down like the Zapruder film. Let's kick it off. Let's go.
Right. There's not going to be a lot of nuanced strategies. As you mentioned, Jacksonville wants to run it. The Steelers know they have to stop it. And then from there, everything else, I think, is going to end up being secondary because if the Jaguars cannot run it, I don't think they can win. And if
agree.
The Steelers can't stop them from running, I'll be living in my fears most of the afternoon.
All right. We want to give a shout-out to Steelers center Marquise Pouncey, who outfitted the entire UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. Coaches, staff, other employees, front office, he just wanted to say thank you to everybody for their hard work as we head into the playoffs. So that's why Labs and I are proudly wearing our 53 jerseys today. And sorry, Pursuta, you're not a full-time employee. Yeah.
That's all right. Next week, I'm going to give everybody a pen.
You're going to give everybody one of those cool mic
covers. Oh,
no.
There's not many of those. That must be protected.
So your company isn't as generous as Marquise Pouncey, you're telling me.
Or as profitable, I guess.
That's true. So everyone has been sporting them in the building today. So
hey,
it was an awesome gesture.
Right, absolutely.
Sure.
You guys look like the top of a Yinzer wedding cake.
Everyone enjoyed it. So a little pick-me-up for this Friday. So, all right, we are going to take a break. When we return, Pursuta has some plays to ponder. We will go over all of those in terms of Jacksonville when we get right back.